All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Ainsley. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. You know those perfect family photos people post online? The ones with matching outfits and gleaming smiles? Well, that's what Vernon, my stepfather, was obsessed with creating. Every Sunday, he'd make us pose for his family documentation, as he called it. Mom would straighten her dress, he'd adjust his tie, and I'd stand there wondering how we ended up in this made-for-social-media nightmare. Ainsley, darling, fix your hair. We want to look our best, don't we? Vernon's voice always had this way of making suggestions sound like commands. Mom would give me that pleading look, silently begging me to comply. She'd been different since marrying him last year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
More distant, more concerned with his approval than anything else. I probably wouldn't have noticed how weird things were getting if it wasn't for my Aunt Claire. She'd visit every week, and we'd have these little coffee chats in my room. "Your mom's just trying to make things work," she'd say, but I could tell she was worried too. Claire was Mom's younger sister, the rebel of the family who'd built her own successful business instead of following the traditional path. My best friend Natalie noticed the changes too. "Your stepdad gives me the creeps," she whispered during lunch break. "The way he monitors your mom's phone? That's not normal." She was right. Vernon had installed some family safety app that tracked everyone's location and messages. Mom called it caring. I called it controlling. The real Vernon would slip through the cracks sometimes, like when he accidentally deleted the college brochures I'd been collecting, all for schools more than 2 hours away. "Family should stay close," he'd say, squeezing Mom's shoulder while she nodded along. Or when he'd make comments about my clothes, suggesting I dress more appropriately for a young lady of our standing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Things were different before Vernon. Mom and I used to laugh until our sides hurt, watching terrible reality TV shows and making midnight snack runs. Now every meal had to be scheduled, every outfit approved, every activity documented. Even my part-time job at the local bookstore faced his scrutiny. He thought it beneath our family's status. That's why, when I first noticed the bruises appearing randomly on my body and felt more tired than usual, I kept it quiet. In Vernon's perfect family portrait, there was no room for imperfection. But as I stood in front of my bathroom mirror that evening, counting the new bruises and fighting back tears, I had no idea that this was just the beginning, that these symptoms would become the catalyst for exposing the monster behind the camera. I caught my reflection.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Reflection in the mirror, pale face, dark circles under my eyes that even Vernon's approved concealer couldn't hide. Mom knocked on the door, calling me for another family meeting. I took a deep breath, plastered on the expected smile, and walked out. Little did I know, our picture-perfect facade was about to shatter completely. The bruises multiplied, and my fatigue got worse. After nearly fainting during my shift at the bookstore, Natalie practically dragged me to the school nurse. I still remember the nurse's face falling as she examined me, immediately calling my mom to recommend an urgent doctor's visit. "We can't jump to conclusions," Vernon intervened before Mom could respond. "Teenagers are always tired. It's probably just stress from studying too hard." He smiled that practiced smile of his while typing something on his phone. Mom's phone buzzed immediately after, but Aunt Claire wasn't having any of it. She showed up at our house that evening, medical referral in hand. "I made an appointment with Dr. Matthews tomorrow morning. I'll take her myself." The way Vernon's jaw clenched at Claire's defiance would have been amusing if I hadn't been so scared. "Now, Claire, as her parents, Diana and I should be the ones handling medical decisions." Vernon's voice had that dangerous smoothness to it. "Last I checked, you're her stepfather of 8 months. And Diana?"
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
"If you don't take her to this appointment, I will call every family member we have." Mom finally spoke up, her voice small but present. I'll take her, Vernon. Claire's right. We should get her checked. The waiting room at Dr. Matthews' office felt like a prison cell. Mom kept checking her phone, no doubt getting messages from Vernon. The blood tests were extensive, and Dr. Matthews' expression grew more concerned with each vial. We'll rush these through the lab, she said, squeezing my hand. I want you back here as soon as we get the results. 3 days later, I was back in that same office. But this time, Vernon insisted on coming. He sat there in his expensive suit, legs crossed, looking more like he was at a business meeting than a doctor's appointment. Dr. Matthews walked in holding my file, her face serious. The blood work shows severe abnormalities. We need to do a bone marrow biopsy immediately. She turned her computer screen toward us, pointing out numbers and charts that made Mom gasp. Surely that's a bit extreme, Vernon interjected smoothly. Perhaps we should get a second opinion. I have a colleague who practices holistic medicine. Dr. Matthews cut him off firmly. Mr. Harrison, these numbers strongly indicate leukemia. Every day we delay proper diagnosis and treatment puts Ainsley at greater risk. The word leukemia hung in the air like a heavy cloud. Mom started crying silently. I felt strangely calm, perhaps because finally having a potential explanation was better than the uncertainty. Vernon's mask slipped for just a moment.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
His eyes calculating rather than concerned. We'll need to discuss this as a family first. Consider our options. The biopsy can be scheduled for tomorrow morning, Dr. Matthews pressed, holding out the paperwork. Mrs. Harrison, as Ainsley's mother, I need your signature. Mom's hand trembled as she reached for the pen, but Vernon smoothly intercepted it. Diana, remember what we discussed about hasty decisions? We should pray on this first. I watched my mother's hand withdraw, and something inside me broke. That's when I started secretly recording everything on my phone, every conversation, every family meeting. Because I saw the look in Vernon's eyes when Dr. Matthews mentioned treatment costs and potential hair loss. It was the same look he got when anything threatened his perfect family image. Little did he know, his perfectly curated world was about to unravel, one recorded conversation at a time. The biopsy results confirmed everyone's worst fears: acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Dr. Matthews called us in to discuss treatment options, and I made sure my phone was recording in my jacket pocket. Vernon had spent the previous night filling Mom's head with alternative medicine websites and stories about people who cured themselves naturally. Chemotherapy has an excellent success rate for this type of leukemia, especially in young patients, Dr. Matthews explained, spreading out the treatment plan. We need to start immediately. The first round of chemo would begin next week. And what about the side effects? Vernon leaned forward, his voice dripping with false concern. Hair loss? Weight changes, fertility issues? Have you considered what this could do to a young woman's future? Dr. Matthews frowned. The priority is saving Ainsley's life. But at what cost? Vernon turned to Mom. Diana, think about her future. What man would want to marry a sick girl? The hair loss alone would devastate her social life. And the fertility risks, we have to think about future grandchildren. My hands shook with rage as I pressed record again, making sure to capture every word. Mom sat there, tears streaming down her face as Vernon continued his manipulation. There are alternative treatments. My colleague, Dr. Peterson, has had remarkable success with his natural healing program. No harsh chemicals, no devastating side effects. Vernon pulled out a glossy brochure. It's more aligned with our family values. Mrs. Harrison, Dr. Matthews interjected firmly, without chemotherapy, Ainsley's chances of survival drop dramatically. This isn't about appearance or future relationships. This is about keeping your daughter alive. That's when Vernon played his trump card. Diana, remember what we discussed, the financial implications? My insurance won't cover experimental treatments if we reject their approved protocols. We'd have to pay for everything out of pocket, the house, the cars, your mother's nursing home care. I watched my mother crumble under the weight of his threats. Maybe we should look at these alternatives first. Mom, please. I couldn't stay quiet anymore. He's manipulating you. This is my life. Ainsley, you're too young to understand. Vernon's mask slipped, revealing the cold calculation beneath. A few months of alternative treatment, and if it doesn't work, we can always reconsider. But once you start chemo, there's no going back. Your hair will fall out, your body will be ruined, and no one will ever look at you the same way again. I don't care about my hair. I care about living. Diana, Vernon's voice hardened, as the head of this household, I strongly advise against this treatment. Think about what's best for the family. My mother, the woman who used to fight tigers for me, looked down at her hands and whispered, "Maybe we should try the alternative treatment first." Dr. Matthews stood up, outraged. "I'll need you to sign these forms acknowledging you're refusing recommended treatment. And I'll be noting that this decision is against strong medical advice." As they discussed the paperwork, I slipped out my phone and texted Aunt Claire. "I have everything recorded. He's killing me to keep his perfect family image. Help." Her response came immediately. "Don't delete anything. I'm calling my lawyer right now. We're going to destroy him." I looked at my mother, signing away my chance at treatment, and Vernon's triumphant smile. He thought he'd won. But I had something he didn't know about. Proof of every manipulative word, every threat, every moment he chose his image over my life. And I was ready to press play. Everything happened fast after that. Aunt Claire's lawyer didn't just listen to the recordings. She took action. Within 24 hours, we were in front of a judge for an emergency hearing about medical neglect. Vernon's perfect mask cracked as my recordings played in the courtroom. "No man wants a sick girl. The family image. Alternative treatments." His own words echoed back at him. Mom sat there, horror dawning on her face as she heard everything clearly for the first time, away from his manipulation. "Your Honor," Aunt Claire's lawyer presented the evidence, "this man deliberately interfered with life-saving medical treatment for a minor. We're requesting immediate intervention and full medical authority be granted to my client's mother, with supervised visitation only." The judge's decision was swift. Mom got full custody, Vernon was served with a restraining order, and most importantly, I could start treatment immediately. But that wasn't the end of Vernon's downfall. Someone leaked the recordings to his business partners. Turns out they didn't appreciate having a partner who'd deny medical treatment to his stepdaughter for the sake of appearances. His clients started pulling out, his social circle evaporated, and his precious reputation was shattered. Mom filed for divorce the same day I started chemotherapy. "I'm so sorry, baby," she whispered, holding my hand during the first treatment. "I should have protected you. We had a lot of healing to do, both physically and emotionally. But we were doing it together. Natalie visited every day, bringing books from the store and giving me updates about Vernon's continuing downfall. His natural healing friend, Dr. Peterson, was under investigation for practicing without proper licenses, and Vernon's involvement in promoting him had caught the attention of the medical board. 3 months into my treatment, I got an email from Vernon. "I only wanted what was best for our family image," he wrote. "Delete." I didn't need his excuses or apologies. I was too busy focusing on getting better and rebuilding my relationship with Mom. Aunt Claire moved in temporarily to help us through the treatment, and slowly our genuine smiles returned, the kind that never made it into Vernon's perfect family photos. My hair did fall out, but instead of hiding it, I rocked colorful head wraps that Natalie helped me pick out. Each one was a reminder that I chose life over Vernon's twisted version of perfection. Today, I'm 6 months into treatment, and my prognosis is good. Mom's found her voice again, and we're back to our midnight snack runs and terrible TV shows. Sometimes the best revenge isn't about getting even. It's about getting free and letting karma handle the rest. Though I have to admit, hearing that Vernon's perfect life crumbled brings a smile to my face every time. What would you have done if you were Diana? Choose your child's life or stay trapped in a financially secure marriage? Many mothers face similar impossible choices in toxic relationships. Share your thoughts below. Would you sacrifice everything you have to save your child, or would fear of poverty and instability make you hesitate like Diana did? If this story resonated with you, hit like and subscribe for more real stories about family, survival, and justice. Your support helps us share these important messages.